Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW Collision and Battle of the Belts 10 broadcast live last night on TNT from the Truist Arena in Highland Heights, Kentucky. The main event of Collision saw Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli defeat Powerhouse Hobbs and Kyle Fletcher, with Castagnoli pinning Fletcher. Kenosuke Takeshita came out after the match and attacked both Danielson and Castagnoli.
Oh my, run on! It's Kenosuke Takeshita, another member of the Don Callis family! And now it's 3-on-2!
What a genius plan by Don Callis, Tone! Like I said, mission accomplished! There's going to be nothing left of Claudio for Wednesday. There's going to be nothing left of Bryan Danielson for next Sunday.
AEW Women's World Champion Toni Storm defeated Azumi of Stardom in a non-title eliminator match. In the opener, House of Black beat the team of Matt Sydal, Action Andretti, and Dante Martin. In other results, Daniel Garcia defeated Angelico, and Katsuyori Shibata defeated Lee Moriarty. Shane Taylor attacked Shibata after the match, with Hook making the save. The 10th installment of Battle of the Belts followed immediately after Collision on TNT, with a main event that saw Athena successfully defend her Ring of Honor Women's World title against Red Velvet. Velvet was attacked after the match by Athena and Billy Starks until Queen Aminata made the save to end the show. The win brings Athena's ROH record to 50-0.
And can we get somebody out here? We're just going to watch this. What is that? Queen Aminata! There we go!
Has come to the aid of Red Velvet.
No.
Oh, she sucks the world champ and headbutts Billy Starks.
The Queen!
The Queen has come out.
Oh boy! He's got a feet of cut!
Oh. The big air raid crash!
In other results, FTW champion Hook beat Shane Taylor, and international champion Roderick Strong topped Rocky Romero in an eliminator match. Following the match, Kyle O'Reilly came out to check on Romero, only to be attacked by the Undisputed Kingdom.
Oh my God, Wardlow just wiped him out. What the hell is going on here?
I mean, that's what the...
And now Roderick Strong attacked Kyle O'Reilly.
I don't know what's happening. Why?
In WWE news, one of the company's longest-tenured employees, Sue Aitchison, was released last Friday, according to a report from Mike Johnson. Aitchison was WWE's Director of Community Relations and had headed up the company's community outreach programs, most notably building a decades-long relationship with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Aitchison had been with the company since 1986. In 2019, she was the recipient of the Warrior Award at the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Earlier last week, the company released Sid Scala, according to another Mike Johnson report. Scala had worked as a wrestler, coach, and producer, and was also assistant general manager of NXT UK. He had been with NXT UK from 2018 until the brand folded in 2022. Scala last wrestled for the WWE in 2023. And in international news, UK-based Revolution Pro Wrestling made its debut in Spain yesterday with a card headlined by Spanish wrestler Zozea defeating Michael Oku. Also on the card, British Cruiserweight Champion Jordan Breaks retained against Robbie X, British Women's Champion Dani Luna successfully defended against Sapphire Reed, and Grizzled Young Veterans defeated Barcelona Blacklist. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.